102.9 KPLX, the soul of the Bay, has been the heart and soul in the Bay Area for over 30 years. This is Listen Up Bay Area with your host, Armon.
Good morning and welcome to Listen Up Bay Area. I am your host, Armon, and joining me this beautiful Sunday morning, I have the pleasure to be in the studio with Kathy Adams, founding president and chaplain of the National Coalition of the 100 Black Women Bay Area Oakland Chapter. How are you, Kathy?
I'm good.
All right. And joining her is her right hand, Lucretia Cotton, first vice president of the National Coalition of 100 Black Women Oakland Chapter. How are you, Lucretia?
I'm doing well, thank you. Thanks for having us here.
All right. Well, Kathy, let's get right to it. Tell me and tell the listeners exactly what is the National Coalition of 100 Black Women?
The National Coalition of 100 Black Women Incorporated Oakland Bay Area Chapter is a nonprofit organization that is committed to providing programs that increase participation of African-American women in economic, civic, entrepreneur, and human service areas of their respective communities through education, scholarship, and collaboration.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. All right, so you have something very big coming up. April 6th is going down at the Marriott Marquis. I'm excited because my first time actually going was last year. She said, what are you doing right now? And I said, you know what? Nothing. I'm here to enjoy the lunch. And she goes, no, I need you on the mic.
You did an outstanding job. Thank you for that.
So let's talk about it. The 20th annual Madam C.J. Walker Business and Community Recognition Awards Luncheon. Tell us about that, Kathy.
Well, the 20th anniversary of Madam C.J. Walker Luncheon is our signature fundraiser that we do each year that benefit our programs that you will talk about later. Mm-hmm. And it is an opportunity to recognize four outstanding women for their accomplishments and the contributions that they're making to the Bay Area. We've been doing the event, like I said, for 20 years.
Right.
And it is empowering. Yes. It impacts the community. Yes. And it is one of the largest networking signature events in the Bay Area.
Yes.
That gets us the opportunity to all come together. And I would say that we're very happy that men attend the luncheon too.
I sure do. I sure do. Once again, this is Listen Up Bay Area. My name is Armon, and I'm here with Kathy Adams, founding president of the National Coalition of 100 Black Women Oakland Bay Area Chapter, and she is joined by Lucretia Cotton, first vice president of the chapter. So, Lucretia, tell us a little bit about your role as first vice president.
Sure, thank you. My role in the organization is working with our programs that we have each year, and we have various programs that includes our mentoring program, which is for girls 12 through 17, that where we meet with them each month. We have various programs that we instill upon them, financial literacy. We talk about self-esteem. We take them on field trips. We also have health initiative where we inform the community about HIV and AIDS. We have our signature billboard program, Sisters Getting Real About HIV and AIDS. We also do scholarships for both high school seniors and working women. And we also do economic empowerment for the community, where we help the community learn about home ownership and about family wealth building.
Excellent. Now you can drop the mic. That's wonderful. That is amazing. That is absolutely amazing. So, Kathy, let's talk about this. The 20th annual Madam C.J. Walker. What is the difference between this year and last year?
I think the difference between this year and last year is that we have a unique audience. We have a number of sponsors that have joined us for this year. We have over 30 girls that will be attending part of our Positive Step programs that Lucretia leads for the organization. And to honor the four outstanding women.
That's right.
Which is very, very unique. Mm-hmm. And can I share them?
Hey, you know what? I'm going to ask, so you might as well.
Well, our 2018 Madam C.J. Walker winners are Beverly Green, who is a recipient of the Advocacy Award. She's the Executive Director of External Affairs and Marketing Communication for the Alameda Contra Costa Transit District, AC Transit. We have our very own Lanice Jones for the Entrepreneur Award, and she is founder of L.A. Jones & Associates and executive director of Bawapa Tao. And then our corporate award winner, Kimberly Brandon, senior vice president, Morgan Stanley, president also of the San Francisco Port Commission, and also our final recipient is Pioneer Award Honorable Diana Becton, district attorney of Contra Costa County District, and our essay winner is very, very important. We have an essay contest each year, and the essay winner is Camille Batiste. And I always love this because, right, Lucretia, she had two sisters in the program prior to, and didn't they all win?
Yes, they've all won them.
They're monopolizing
group.
The system.
This is an outstanding group of young women. Wonderful. And we also have Alilia Bundles, the great-great-granddaughter of Madam C.J. Walker. And what is so unique about this one is this is 20 years, and she's only missed two of them.
Amazing. Amazing. Once again, this is Armand with Listen Up Bay Area, and I'm joined in the studio with the president of the National Coalition of 100 Black Women, Oakland Bay Area Chapter, Kathy Adams, and her right hand, all the fingers, Lucretia Cotton, first vice president. So let's talk about this keynote speaker, because last year you had Michelle Thornton, right?
Yes.
I was amazed. That was my first time seeing her speak. She tore the house down.
Yes.
But you went a little, you did a little something on this one.
Yes. MC Light, we have gotten so much feedback from her. One of the women was talking to one of her daughters and said, oh, I want you to go to the lunch, and said she didn't seem interested. And then she ran back and said, I changed my mind. You know, MC Light, you know.
Yes.
And I thought that was great. So when you think about MC Light being a pioneer and the amazing work that she's doing, you know, around philanthropy and some of the other work that she's doing, we're just really, really, really excited because I think she sets the tone, but it also gives us an opportunity to bring forth, because we know that rap is very important. It's key. Is messaging, and we want to reach a different group of unique individual. But with her, we cross. Don't you think we cross all boundaries with MC Light?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you put on an MC Light record, it's over. I'm loving it. I'm loving this. You hear about all these different organizations, you know, and their list is so short, but your list is pages because of what you do and how long you guys have been around. And to sit here with a founder is amazing, you know. And the 20th annual Madam C.J. Walker Business Community Recognition Awards Luncheon, 20 years, you know, doing this. And you guys have done it each and every year. It's been successful. When I moved back to the Bay Area, I was like, okay, where do I need to go? Well, you need to go to Madam C.J. Walker Luncheon. That's why that's where you need to go. That's where all the movers and shakers go. So you guys got to be there. Kathy, please tell us the date, the time, and where.
Yes. The date of the luncheon is Friday, April 6th at the San Francisco Marriott Marquis. And I also want to mention, too, that we have Empowerment Forum, which is a workshop during the morning, which we are very, very excited about that. And the first session is the Black Experience Reclaiming Our Narrative. And we have Elaine Brown, former leader of Black Panther Party, that will be speaking. We also have Shayla Bing Jamerson, founder and creator of So Oakland Collective. We all know the Honorable Desi Woods Jones, president and CEO of the Training Institute for the Leadership Enrichment Program. And Lucretia, who are the others that we have?
And to make sure we have something for everyone, our second forum is Digital Business is Everyone's Business. And speakers for that forum include Simone Harvey, who is Digital Innovation Strategist with Wells Fargo. We have Kaimi Amor, who is a Senior Manager, Product Management with Macy's. And we have Kathy Colling, who is the Vice President of Digital Corporate Services and Solutions.
Love it.
With Kaiser.
You know I'm going to tell you to drop the mic there, right? I'm just saying.
And our Women's Expo. We have a small business expo that will be there. We also are very excited about KBLX. They're going to be in the house, have a booth there as well. And we've got different women business owners that will have beautiful clothing and jewelry. You know, we all love that.
Yes.
And just the opportunity to network and also promote your own business while you're there. Excellent. Because we want to just say that it is an event, but it is an event to raise awareness to people fulfilling their dreams. Yes. I say it. It's like every time people leave, they say, I started my business because I was so inspired. Right. And that's what we're looking forward to. Yes. With all the women in MC Light on stage.
I heard that. So what are you, outside of that, what are you most excited about? Lucretia, go first. What are you most excited about?
So there's so many things this year that is just, I mean, from our forms that we have expanded from the one we had last year to two this year. This year we're having a silent auction, which we always have, but this year we're actually having professional people come in, and we have some exciting things that you can bid on for that. And then the speakers, and of course our Positive Step essay person. So there's just so many things. I don't know if I could pick just one, but it's a full day of excitement. Yeah.
Well, I know why I'm excited.
And Kathy, okay.
Well, I can tell why I'm excited. That silent auction, because I never got to see Hamilton, and it is a full package in New York that includes the airline tickets and the show tickets, and that's just some of it. So this is like a real live, real auction.
Yes.
Well, it's not a live auction, but it's a silent auction with like stuff you want to do, vacations, and the summer is coming up. So I got to get my coins together, Lucretia. I don't know about you.
Okay, all right. Give out the website. I want folks to know, how can they get their tickets?
Yes, you can go to 100blackwomen.com.
National Coalition of the 100 Black Women, Bay Area, Oakland chapter, and her right hand, that right punch, that upper cut, Lucretia Cotton, first vice president of the chapter as well. And they're joining me in the studio to talk about something amazing that's been going on for 20 years, the 20th annual Madam C.J. Walker Business Community Recognition Awards Luncheon. And the keynote speaker is going to be MC Light. Now, I got to say this to you. You also have a iconic MC this year.
Yes. Pam Moore, what is interesting, and she's just amazing. She gives so much to the community. She was the first MC of the Madam C.J. Walker.
Wow.
So we thought it was befitting
that
she would be here for the 20th anniversary. She says, wow, Kathy, I can't believe it. I said, well, feel good about it because you look the same.
She does. She does.
She looks the same.
Unbelievable. So that's going to be a great event. And then, you know, I also heard that you're going to have this guy. I don't know who he is. He has this voice. I don't know. I try to mock him at times, but, you know, KBLX has this guy that hosts the Quiet Storm.
I know.
And last year, I think I kind of touched on it earlier in the interview, he walked into something that he was not expecting due to Kathy being aggressive. She grabbed me by my shirt, and she says, boy, I need you to get on this microphone, and here's the script, and I need you to say all these names.
People were excited, though. They couldn't believe, because they always like, oh, my God.
Right.
I love listening to Armand. I was listening last night. I love that. I love it. And so what's so funny is that when you were on stage, that was the very first time that we had a male announcer on the stage.
Wow.
And it was so funny because I was like, we should do this all the time. And that's why we're equally excited that Armand is going to be there again.
Sign me up every year. I do two free a year. This is going to be one of them.
So no,
listen,
that was cool.
I love it. I love it because, like I said, last year was my first time attending the event. I was amazed. Give out the website one more time, the date.
100blackwomen.com.
Mm-hmm. And also the date, Friday, April 6th.
Friday, April 6th.
What time should folks show up?
Well, if you are attending the workshops, the forums, then you'll need to be there. The continental breakfast from 8:30 to 9, and then the workshops would be from 9 to 11:15.
Okay.
Now, if you want to go and enjoy the book signings, MC Light will be doing a book signing. She co-wrote the book, I think, with Lynn Richardson that works with her.
Okay.
You can enjoy the exhibits, visit the booth, participate. So the reception will be from 10:30 to 11:30.
Excellent.
And the luncheon will be from 11:30 to 1:30. And this year, having a post reception where everybody get to come. So we'll be downstairs and have music, you know, some light bites. So it's just, we'll be after the work has been done.
Okay.
One big party, networking.
That's
and getting
what I'm
to
talking
know each
about.
Other.
That's what I'm talking about. See, I finally get to do that cabbage patch.
Yes.
All right. I want to thank my guest, Kathy Adams and Lucretia Cotton. You guys have been wonderful. Thank you so much for joining me on Listen Up Bay Area. And I will make sure my wonderful producer, Carlos, has this on the website on Monday so you guys can click on that, share it with your friends, and do all that great stuff. This is Listen Up Bay Area. Thank you guys so much for joining me. And you know what? I just ask one thing. Please pass on your passion. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to Listen Up Bay Area with Armand. Make sure to listen next week. We are 102.9 KBLX, the soul of the Bay.